Let's talk about the outdoor season. You're just coming. Let's talk about the latest. You went to California for a couple of days and a new PR in the triple jump. It was a very fun road trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's always nice when you can go to California in general, especially for free, and then you go and jump a new lifetime best also at the same time, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I ended up going 50'8", so puts me in like top 40 in the main in Division One. So which is a pretty cool spot to be in, like towards kind of the end of the season. So
I know you, in our conversation back during the holidays, you said, of course, it's different from the indoor to the outdoor season when it comes down to making it to the national championships. That mark right there, where if it holds, if maybe you want to go farther, no question about it, you want to go farther, but if that mark, if that would be your best, would that get you in?
So how it works is they do the top 40 or so qualifying marks throughout the entire year. And so right now in the west side, I'm sitting right around 18th. So I should be into regionals with that already if I don't improve. So that's just another big weight off my shoulders, just knowing that no matter what, at the end of the season, I'll have a chance to just even having a chance to qualify for an outdoors nationals, which is super cool.
But you got a couple of more meets where you could still improve that mark a little bit more, couldn't you?
Yeah, we still got two more home meets coming up, and then two in Vermilion at USD, with one of them being conference. So there's still a lot of good competition left in the season, so definitely not over yet.
Now, this group of triple jumpers, I know you've got some others on that team. Are they having pretty good springs outdoor seasons as well?
Yeah, we kind of carried a lot of momentum from indoor conference. We went, we had three guys in the top five, which you don't really see too often, and just kind of been rolling that into outdoor here, and just kind of started a little slow, but now we're starting to pick it up, and it's which is good. We're starting to peak towards the end of the season, which is right where we want to be.
I noticed, too, kind of following on your website, you've got some distance runners, some guys on the men's side, distance runners who are pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, everybody's kind of, well, I don't know, it seems when we get outdoor, everybody seems to step up. Everybody likes the warm weather. Everybody likes to be outside running and stuff, so everybody's kind of starting to step up, and which is really cool, just getting towards the end of the season and just kind of seeing how things are going to pan out for conference, and just everybody that's just stepping up and just making huge marks. It's really fun to see.
Are you sticking just pretty much triple jump right now, or have you done any long jumping?
I still haven't long jumped yet for outdoor season. I'll probably do that here coming up towards the end of the season, just kind of as more of an off, like, fun week. Just do, like, inner and just long jump and just kind of have fun with that. And then I'm sure I'm planning on doing it at conference this year, as long as everything goes good and I stay healthy and we're ready to roll. So,
did I see right? You had a chance to dip your toes into the ocean a little bit while you were out there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was we got to do a little bit of sightseeing. We went out to Seal Beach, which is cool. I've never seen the ocean before, so I had to get in. It was a little chilly because it was windy that day, but it was something I've never done before, and it's kind of a cool experience that I got to do while being there. So, yeah, it was a really, really cool and fun experience to have with just the other jumpers and my teammates.
Did you tell yourself, you know what, I could get used to this being out here on the West Coast?
Yeah, I don't think it would be too hard of a challenge to get used to that over there.
Well, it's been a good outdoor season for you. Yeah, I think it's a couple of meets left, but I know on the 15th of May, the Summit League Outdoor Championships, that's the big one for you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of the big circle on the calendar for everyone. Just kind of that conference meet, just kind of really hope to put everything together there and then just kind of see what happens team-wise and just, I don't know, it just means more. Conference means a lot more around here, so that's kind of what everybody looks forward to as a team and also like individually. So everybody's getting geared up and kind of ready for battle for there.
So right now, during kind of following other conference teams, what other teams are out there that's going to challenge your team to win a conference championship? Do you consider your North Dakota State right now the favorite going in?
I would say we were definitely the favorite at the start, but I think we're kind of dropped a little bit. SDSU's got some really good middle to long distance guys, and they kind of beat us pretty good in indoor with that. And they're running really well also this year. But then on the same side, USD's hosting this year, and I feel like whoever's hosting, you can never really count them out because it's their home track. They get to stay in their home, like their own beds. and like they have their family there and stuff. So it's just, you can never count out the home team, and SDSU has a really good sprint squad and stuff too. So I think it's probably between us three teams, but I think in the end, I think we'll definitely come out on top. We haven't lost an outdoor conference championship for like 15 years. So since we've been Division One, I don't think anybody's planning on this year to be the first time we don't win. So
it'll be a very fun 3 days, won't it?
Oh yeah, it'll be super fun, super impactful, so it should be a good time.
I know I'm looking down the line, Adam. I know that the NCAA West preliminary rounds are in College Station on the 28th. You would love to do well, and boy, to go to the NCAA Outdoor Championships in Eugene, Oregon, wouldn't that be quite the deal for you this year?
I mean, yeah, just kind of seeing, looking at my season last year and just how much I've improved and just matured as a jumper in just 1 year is kind of insane. I wouldn't think, like, being even considered to going to nationals last year, like, I was never even in the cards, and into this year being a really realistic possibility is pretty crazy. And just, I mean, it's hard to not look ahead for sure, because that first West round preliminary is going to be a lot of fun to be at. But yeah, focus on conference first, and then we'll move on to some of the other postseason stuff after that, hopefully.
Oh, no question. You've got the stuff to concentrate first, but I just asking. I just got to know what kind of mark would it take? Maybe just judging, talking to coaches. What kind of mark would you have to jump there at College Station to get yourself to Eugene?
I would say it's hard telling because every year is different. But if I could get around that 16 meter mark, I think I should. Pretty safely make it to nationals with that. So that's kind of what I'm chasing right now, is that 16 meter mark, I would say.
Staying healthy, staying healthy. Everything's going good. School's going good. Just, it's been a good spring for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been good. We've been traveling a lot, getting to see the U.S. some more, and just haven't really been here that much, which is honestly fun. It's a lot of fun just to get to travel and stuff. So it's been really good. It's been flying by super fast. So
yeah, the season's gonna be over. The summer's gonna be here, and then you get ready for. You're probably gonna enjoy your summer. I'm sure you want to enjoy that summer. Take a little time off, don't you?
Yeah, we'll take a little time off. Have a little fun. Enjoy the warm weather for a while, and then we'll hop back on it in August. I'm sure. So.